listening to the Feast of Fools, an interview, an intimate interview with Victoria Lamar.
And thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sailing away. I set an open course for the virgin sea. 'Cause I've gotta be free. Free to face a life.
Why are you crying?
This is so sad.
Why is this song so sad?
Because it reminds me of my wife.
So climb aboard.
Yeah, I'll climb aboard.
Alex. And every shore and we'll try.
Okay, that just bores the hell out of me. But I just like listening to Alexandra Billings because I'm always fascinated how little surgery she had and how easy it was for her to go from a Hispanic boy into a Jewish woman.
I think it's amazing too how she could just change and this metamorphosis of a diva. But I have multiple personalities myself. Alex is not the only person.
Well, are there any other women inside you?
There are a lot of women that live in me, and my goal someday is to write the musical Sybil.
Sybil.
Sybil. Yeah.
Who's Sybil?
But I think it would be a little controversial, but I still would, I just would do it because, well, that's what I do.
Now, for those of you who are not here right now, Victoria Lamar and me, Fausto Fernos, we've had a little too much to drink, and we're in my condominium all alone. Our husbands are not here, and we're exploring lesbianism. I'm pulling out my vibrator. Where is that vibrator? Victoria, now, how old... I know it's rude to ask a lady her age, but how old are you?
37.
Sorry, I just farted.
Oh, that's nasty. Now, let me lick it. Lick it good.
Lick it good.
Whip it good.
What? Tell me more about... your relationship to Miss Alexandra Billings. Well, when did you first meet her?
I met her in a 12-step program. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say what 12-step program, but... and my roommate, Brad, was living with her, and we were roommates, and Alex became good friends with...
So you had a roommate that was living with her?
Well, no.
My
roommate was her best friend, and she would come over and be...
So she used to hang out in your house.
She used to hang out at my house. We were like buddies, baby. Because Alex used to like sleep on the couch over at the Eleanor Club before
she was a diva, like a homeless kid.
Gentry's. She used to sleep on the couch. Okay, let's go back.
So how was she able to turn her life around from being like some... bum on the street to like this?
Well, I think that...
To the somewhat...
famous.
To basically playing a transsexual on CSI.
I know, isn't that amazing?
That was so weird
she
to see her.
She never stops. I can never, ever amount to her. She's such a famous diva. She just... Everything she touches turns to gold. And I just...
Turns to latex.
turns to plastic. But anyway, so I met her... And she was kind of down and out, and she had stayed sober for years. I went to go see her first play, Lesbians of Sodoma, which she was absolutely fabulous in.
Why was she so good?
And I think when people live that life and they suffer, and, you know, with drugs and alcohol and, you know, what it's like to live as a transsexual, how hard and difficult that can be to live that life. Even though Alex could like walk down the street and nobody knows anything because she's just beautiful as she is. But I think she sings from her heart and her soul, and I think that comes out in her performances. And I think that's why I like her. I mean, some people say they like her voice. Others don't.
I just think that she's a huge phony. Mm. And the fact that it's sort of when I see her, she talks about a lot of these. It's sort of like when I went to see Stephen Fales, MormonBoy.com.
Yeah.
Both of these people, it seems like they've lived these Dickensian lives where they have been, they're the dregs of society. They have been swept under the rug. And yet they're so bitter and they're so, they're
Do you mean they're like martyrs? Like they,
no, they it seems like they're angry about the things that happened to them, but they're not mad.
Okay.
In the sense that they haven't gotten, they haven't gone past the terms of with what their anger was about.
And like they're in total denial because they're like living this fantasy life like of being songstresses. And
like they're over it. They're beyond the pain of their lives. You know?
I think they forgot. I think
so they're being very sarcastic and cynical about something very tender and touching and sad.
Yeah, but I think they're kind of like they're always on. They're always acting.
This is phony.
I am an actor.
I'm performing for you right now.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think like Catherine Hepburn.
Yes, you old bitch, you old goddamn. You
know, and that's the thing that bothers me about watching the Oscars. Yeah. Is that they're like Hollywood seems to be chock full of these phonies, like Star Jones. I mean, so
they're entertaining. I can't stand her. Do you remember Star Jones was the one who defended OJ to the T? Do people know that? Do people remember that? I don't think so. I do not think so. Star Jones, I think, was an attorney. Way back in when? Like the 1980s? What was that? The 80s or 90s? Everything's a blur.
Oh, she was one of O.J. Simpson's attorneys? I didn't know that.
No, she wasn't O.J. Simpson's attorney, but I think she was a lawyer. And she became like the spokesperson for O.J. and defending him to the
That's how she became famous?
And I think that's how she became famous, yeah. Oh. But I also, I mean,
And now she married a gay man.
Oh, you're kidding.
She's another Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Oh, poor Gates. He has to get all those needles put in his head.
I know.
Botox in his neck.
Next week in the show, actually, I'm playing.
Do you think she really beat the shit out of him? I just want to know that.
I think so. I think anybody who, beaten some people when you've been drunk on alcohol.
That's one thing about me. When I drank, I never, ever beat anybody.
You beat yourself up.
Should have, but never did.
I know. You got yourself in really dangerous situations. Yeah. One Halloween, Victoria Lamar and I
with a gangbang
and I was wearing a wedding dress.
Yeah.
My face painted like Creepshow.
Yeah.
A ghoul, basically, with my teeth rotten.
Candy canes.
And candy canes, Steve. About four or five of those Walgreens boxes of those candy canes. I dipped them in water, and they became sticky, and I stuck them all over my dress, and I took fistfuls of dirt and stuck it into my blonde, natty wig. I looked like a mess. Right. You know, I looked like I had been sucking on Satan's dick.
Right, right.
And you were dressed up as basically the way you're dressed up now, in a big bouffant blonde hairdo.
Are you making fun of my hair, Fausto?
I'm not making fun of your hair. Okay.
I just say that it's
very, it's big, very elaborate. Big
80s.
For
it's 80s hair. Yeah.
Someone who just coming to my house to visit me.
I know. I thought this was a videotape.
No,
I didn't
know
it was a radio
right
show.
Now.
I'm sorry. I did that on Yeast Radio, too.
I know.
I made the boo-boo.
Well, I think that you just enjoy dressing up, don't you? I mean, can you describe a little bit
I sometimes think I am a transgender girl.
You do feel like transgender?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I really was thinking about, if I didn't have AIDS, would I have got a sex change?
Would you?
Would I have changed my sex? Would I have got titties? Would I have, you know,
inverted
my vagina inside out?
So those breasts aren't real that I'm looking at now?
No.
Those are prosthetic.
That's right.
So they're like silicone sacks.
Silicone sacks, basically.
It's
like
a
But they're
shoe
crack
gel.
Titties because, you know, crack titties hang low. They're like dried out
they
sockets.
Pretty good, though. I mean, it fooled me. You. I always thought that you've actually had breast implants.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. No, unfortunately not. I haven't found a sugar daddy yet, but that
maybe
Bill Haddad will date me.
Maybe the crystal skull might do it.
If he has Gucci shoes, I am on his ass, baby.
I know, those Gucci shoes.
Let me tell you, honey, I don't care. And where does that man live anyway?
And she's collecting
Where does that
social...
bitch, where does
she
he live?
She lives on Lakeshore Drive somewhere.
Oh, but you know he's getting a pretty penny for that Social Security, honey.
I don't know if she's ever worked a day in her life. But...
No, she's worked. She's a hard crystal skull working bitch. It's oh, a... gentlemen.
Well,
gentlemen.
We love the crystal skull.
Yeah. But, I no, to get yes. back to, I just want to say one more thing about Star Jones. I don't want people to think that I think that OJ was guilty, because I really don't know, but...
you know, there's a petition online that you can sign to asking Star Jones to stop doing anything, to die, basically. Asking her to disappear.
Well, why did they pick her for The View, though? I don't understand.
Because she's
was so
fat
great
and
about?
She's black.
But she's skinny now. Up. What if she gets skinny in her career
Yeah, but her
ends?
Face is still... She's suffering from Oprah-itis.
She's kind of like Carney Wilson. You get,
no, because
you get
Carney
skinny,
Wilson
your career
normal
ends.
After her stomach got stapled. Mm. Whereas Star Jones looked like you took her head off and put her on Oprah's body.
Yeah,
or actually,
exactly.
Oprah's head looks like it got taken off someone else's body. And, you know, they look like bobble dolls. And it's just so...
Bobble dolls.
It's just so freaky looking.
Oh my God, that's great.
I've had such a rough week.
Oh.
Victoria.
What happened, like, darling? Tell us.
Well,
tell the general listener.
A yeast infection, basically. Mm. I got, you know,
yeah.
I got eaten out, and Madge Wines, I imagine, Madge and Gussie Eskowitz and I had a three-way.
Mm, how hot.
Well,
how come you didn't call me?
Well,
I don't get it.
It just wasn't
I never
sort
get
of
called
spur
when,
of a
when the good times.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
So you had a big lesbian
orgy. It looked like
orgy.
Gussie had, you know, she gave me a yeast infection.
Yeah.
And so I had to go to Howard Brown Health Center.
Howard Brown.
And the same place where...
Is that the crystal meth?
The crystal meth center.
Oh my God, not him
you know,
again.
I mean, these healthcare...
I just think it's ironic that
for
he's
those of you who
it.
Are listening to yeah. tuning in right now, basically, the last 2 weeks, most of the HIV and healthcare social service organizations in the city of Chicago have had big, big problems because... The director of operations for one organization, Howard Brown, and the founder of the Hearts Foundation, Michael L. Jackson, have been like, one ran over a taxi cab driver in a crystal meth rage.
That was the guy?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm
He's
so...
the king of poppers instead of the king of pop.
Oh my God, I don't believe that.
Yeah, and so he ran over a cab driver. He killed him.
Oh my, that's the, he just kept running him over.
He'd like... run over him 3 times.
Oh my God.
So he went backed up, went forward, Gosh. Backed up, and took off. And killed the man.
Oh God. That's
and they found him, and they put him in jail, and they released they managed to find the bail money. They asked like $2 million or some an astronomical amount.
And this is the guy, the Heart Foundation.
That's the founder of the Hearts
Hearts
Foundation.
Founder of the
which
Hearts
is one of the
Foundation.
Largest AIDS fundraising organizations in the country.
Wow!
And they throw circuit parties. Circuit parties are basically big raves,
right?
Big discos
with crystal meth and
no. Well,
and... Oh.
Officially. Oh. It's a big disco. It's a big rave. And raves are notorious because a lot of people bring their own drugs in there. But they actually search people at the door so they don't bring any of the drugs.
I see. Okay.
But of course, you can hide drugs in your asshole or in your mouth. I've actually seen drug dealers. Mm. They tie the cocaine and their crystal into little sacks and they keep them in their throats.
Oh.
Like, you know how you can, like, hide bubble gum?
Do they just spit them up?
They spit it up.
So they have no gag reflex kind
of
thing.
No. And so basically they're like, you have any coke? And it's like, 1 second. And they pull out of this, like, sack of cocaine. And the sick thing is, one of the biggest dealers of cocaine is crippled in a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
He goes to all the gay bars here in Chicago. He's in a wheelchair, and he spits out his cocaine.
Not the same one that I used to go to, is it?
Yes.
The one over...
That's the one.
At the gay bars.
That's the
He has blonde hair. He's kind of cute, muscular on the top.
No. Oh. There's a wheelchair guy.
Yeah, this is a wheelchair guy. He hangs out at all the bars.
No, you're thinking of somebody else. Oh. He looks hideous.
Oh, okay. Well,
and he has a lot of crystal, and you know, the thing is that a lot of people think that facial wasting, what they're seeing, is because of AIDS.
That's what I. Yeah.
Well, it's actually because of crystal meth.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because the crystal meth is really what's attacking a lot of these people. So you know, the AIDS medication do have their side effects.
Yeah,
but I think what most people associate with AIDS is actually crystal meth abuse.
Well, yeah, I've noticed a lot of guys.
I always thought that you would always look like hell, but you look great.
Oh, honey, it's these new drugs. They're amazing. They're better than meth and crack and every other drug.
From what I've heard, there's new strains of HIV going around that are killing people in 3 months.
Yes, yes. And Zero converts right from HIV, it goes right to AIDS and you're dead. And then yet there's these people out there barebacking and fucking raw sex, you know. Yeah.
Let's take a little music break here.
We're starting to get serious.
Now, this is my music.
I love this.
I'm not from Cuba, though. Oh. I'm from Puerto Rico, but this is an Afro-Cuban, or also called merengue.
I love merengue.
Actually, it's considered a mambo. I'm just an ignorant Puerto Rican person who has been pretty much brainwashed by most American culture, and I don't know shit about the music or the, you know, I know some, but it's interesting. I know more about probably Judy Garland than I'd rather admit.
You gotta be kidding.
And I don't actually like Judy Garland.
I love Spanish music. I used to go to the cantina with my friends and dance all night long to 1-2-3 and 26 in Cal. And then you go into the bar and they shake you down, ask you if you got any guns.
Oh, you used to go to the gay Latin bars?
Go
here
to
in
the
Chicago?
Gay Latin. I love dancing. Oh, yeah. It was real popular there, too.
What year was this?
And also,
like 5 years
Gata
ago?
Negro. Gata Negro.
El Gato Negro.
El Gata Negro.
One of the most dangerous transsexual Latin gay gangbanger bars in Chicago.
Yes.
That's on Irving Park.
Right.
And when I was going to school at one of those ridiculous overpriced art institutes here in Chicago, they couldn't, you know, they didn't know what to do with me because I was like doing basically drag shows.
Right.
And pulling out dildos and sucking them. This was my art education. And, you're drinking all the tea.
Holy shit.
Well, we might have to take a little break to make some more tea. But,
no more tea.
I'll make some more. But, the thing was that, like, the woman basically said to me, she's like, oh, what an interesting show you did. Maybe you want to perform at the Gato Negro. I don't know where it is, but I think it's near the prison. Then I found out more about the Gato Negro is that they have fights. And you were there one time.
Oh, my God. With Lourdes Klassen, who was like a little Catholic Puerto Rican girl. The way she would dress in drag was hysterical.
And there was a fight that
and
broke out.
And we were sitting there, and the one guy came up to us, and he's like, he goes, will you dance with me? And I said, no, I'm married. And he goes,
were you married?
No, I wasn't married. Of
you
course
just not. Told him that to get rid of him.
I told him that to get rid of him, but it is an insult to refuse them.
Yeah.
If you don't dance with them, they get very upset. Sure. So he pulled up a chair and Chi-Chi, the bartender, took care of him. She was a big, big Mexican drag queen. She was going to beat the fuck out of him. And somehow it all came to an end, but there are some big, you know, masculine, strong men.
They threw someone through the plate glass window, right?
Huh?
They threw somebody through the plate glass window.
Through the plate. Yeah, it was serious. It was very serious.
I remember that was boarded up for months.
Yeah.
Because they were too cheap to replace the glass.
Yeah. And then there's a place up by 26 in Cal that's really... I mean, not 26 in Cal. It's up on... it's way up on the south side. And it's
south
where the most beautiful Spanish drag queens are that I've ever seen in my life. Or transsexuals, I should say.
That's an interesting thing about Chicago, for those of you who aren't from Chicago, is that there's these, like, isolated gay bars in the suburbs. Hunters is one, and this other one, do you know the name of it?
Oh, I forgot it. I went with my friend. He owns a flower shop up
there. Well, a lot of these gay bars, you go inside there, and they're like these isolated pockets of their own subculture.
Yeah.
And you feel, at the same time, you're walking into a small town, but you also feel like you're stepping back in time to what gay life was like in the 80s or 70s. And pretty much the people dress like as if was the 60s and 70s as well.
Right. It's kind of like Velcro and latex and, you know, but beautiful transsexuals. Mm-hmm. I think there was one named Renee or something, and unbelievable. I was blown away.
What was her name?
Was amazing. I mean, they were great. I think it was Renee. She's famous. She's like a famous transsexual. You know, she works the Spanish circuit. And just phenomenal performer.
I mean, keep talking. I'm trying to find a little song. But, let's listen to
I was very bitter at her, actually. I was like, oh, little 80s look like
music
that bitch
here.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone.
This is so boring.
I love that song. Do you have the German version?
No, just the stupid English version. Oh. It's you can tell that the lyrics are really convoluted.
You ever heard it in Vietnamese?
Those of you who can't see, Nurse Stella Zina, Victoria Lamar here is dancing, doing like a little hip hop dance moves, doing the Cabbage Patch.
Hey, Fosto, what up? Wow, what are you doing? Shit. Oh, no.
Oh, so I don't know. So next week we're having Heather Marie Vernon. She's coming on on Wednesday.
Oh,
she's going
beautiful
to be
girl
with her 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, you're kidding!
And they're going to do a piano recital.
Oh my God, that's going to be fabulous!
And Scott Free's going to be on Monday, and then we're also going to have Sally, who's one of the premier club kids from the movie Party Monster. He was exploited by World of Wonder Productions, and who's actually one of my favorite.
Is he bitter?
No. He's a really, really, really nice guy. Oh, very interesting personality because he actually has a very honest and genuine and sincere appreciation for nightclub culture and costumes.
Oh.
And he's going to be on our show on Friday. And we're also having Leslie Hall.
Oh, my.
And I'm not
the
gonna
real
say
stars
when,
are coming.
When she's coming. Well, you know, it's a shame that you're on our weekend show, Victoria, because not as many people tune in. But we're definitely going to have you back on the show because you're so fabulous and so much fun.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you.
I know. So basically, Alexandra Billings is moving to
California. Can you believe that?
She's done that about 700 times.
This
though
is for real. She's packing her boxes. She's doing it herself. Can you believe? I mean, like, she has no movers. No packers.
She basically took her dildos, put it in a suitcase, and that was it.
Strap-on,
threw it over her shoulder.
Yeah.
Now, she has a partner, though. Is she single? Or?
Yeah, I think her partner's name is Chrisand.
Is she moving with her?
Chrisandra. Actually, she met her partner when she was 14 in high school. And her partner is a biological girl. And they were married, I think it was, I don't know, 14 years ago or something. They've been married. They got married at the Ballywick.
The Ballywick Theater?
The Ballywick Theater, yeah.
That place is a dump.
Everything is big for Al. Nothing small, you know.
Yeah, she didn't spare any expense.
Nothing small.
I want to get
married.
She's
on the board of the directors at the Ballywick.
So
Alexandra Billings. So, yeah.
And I, you know, to describe this theater, think of it as an old warehouse that's been converted into three small little theaters.
Yeah.
And it's completely a stink hole.
And I've auditioned there a thousand times. We've
done shows there. Yeah. You and I have done several shows there.
Yeah.
Bill Haddad and I actually were in a play where we were crystal meth addicts who died of AIDS.
Oh, cool.
It was called DangerAtLiaisons.com.
Hmm.
Very conceptual. It was like an update of Dangerous Liaisons.
Yeah.
It was written by our friend Don Babst.
Up on the third floor, it's really hot. Where the naked boys are singing or whatever the fuck.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. There's some little theater. Is it the theater building or the Ballywick? I always confuse the two.
They're all on they don't have several floors. They're all on the same floor.
Well, anyway, we were in this tiny little thing.
Oh, they have a studio theater that's like slightly, you have to walk up a little bit of a flight of stairs.
Oh, yeah. And we were watching, I forgot what it was, The Last Night or something about two lovers.
Yeah, pretty much. If you ever are ever wanting to do a play and you want lots of gay men to come see it, all you need to do is put naked guys, attractive
naked
men.
Singing, yeah.
You don't want you want, you know, hot, basically Tom Welling types.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of a Mr. Magoo, in black socks and shoes.
So. And, you know, I kind of want to get a band together. If anybody's interested in forming a gay band, like, you know, Noob Fags on the Block or something, that would be really cool. Like a bunch of transsexual, transgender people.
You missed the bandwagon of being a kid.
No, don't say that, Valster. It's not over.
Victoria, a 46-year-old housewife.
No!
Cannot be a teenage girl anymore.
It's so sad. I have to...
You have jowls.
I know. I have to start singing cabaret.
Look at the That's flappy the arms line. You have there. Like, look at that. It's like Dumbo. They're flapping a little bit. And I thought you were wearing a blouse.
You know, I started working out at the gym about a month ago, and I was getting muscular, and I start getting scared.
You started looking like a man.
Like a man. And it just freaked me out, so I had to stop. That's why I think I am kind of transgender.
So you're thinking do you ever get a sex change and become a man?
I might get titties. But I think it's a hard life. I mean, if you have a career and you're able to survive in society and be a functioning human being, mm-hmm. more power to you. But a lot of transgender people, especially women, end up being prostitutes. And I've already done that, honey.
Oh, one of the other guests I don't want to go there again. One of the other guests I'm trying to get on the show, speaking of transgendered people, is this... woman that I met at the Equality Illinois Gala benefit dinner.
Oh.
And she's a Mary Kay cosmetics saleswoman.
Are you serious? Oh, that'd
she's
be great.
Hideous.
Is she hideous?
She's hideous.
Is she a transgender person?
Oh, yeah.
Like an actual transsexual or?
Well, she was definitely wearing everything she could. I mean, she was a little underdressed. You know, you're actually wearing more makeup and more stuff than she is, but...
Well, baby, you got to pile it on these days.
I know, but Math really, it's like that turquoise eyeshadow that you have on is a little bit too much.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm caught in the 80s, Fausto. I mean, some of us aren't as hip. You know, we
I
don't
do
have
like
blue
that
hair
sort
and
of
blue
like
eyes.
Dual
and...
layer feathered look that you have. It's really pretty.
Thank you. That's my Farrah Fawcett look. See, I got that from Hedwig.
It looks more like a lesbian truck driver, though.
See,
though.
I'm the only drag queen that impersonates other drag queens. Like,
you actually passed for John
Hedwig.
Cameron Mitchell's Hedwig, and people were asking you for your autograph.
They were. They were coming up to me.
This is true.
That was funny. Yeah.
And restaurants
I got
were
free
actually,
food. I would, like,
they were
go
buying
to
you
cocktails, and they would buy me, like, dinner. What is it called? Cocktails on Halsted?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a giant. I'm like, what the fuck? Do you think I'm Hedwig? I don't think so.
Well, I thought it was really strange that people thought that John Cameron Mitchell would hang around. First of all, he lives in New York.
Hello?
And he would hang around Chicago in costume. That's like Bozo the Clown.
Well, maybe they wanted to hire me at cocktails because they were being so nice. They wanted to buy me martinis and...
But they were talking to you. Oh, they were saying, we love your movie.
We love your movie. We love your music. You are amazing. And I was like, and I'm trying to sound like him. So I'm like, oh, really? Thank you. It's fabulous. Yes, I love it. It's so good, isn't it?
You're so good at doing voices. Though.
But, and then I would say, they asked me to sing songs. So I was like, when the earth was still flat... And the clouds made of fire, and the mountains... You know, so I was like, whatever they wanted, I'd give them for a free meal, baby.
So this is when you were drinking then, right?
No, I wasn't drinking, but they were offering martinis and I was refusing them. I was asking for like ginger ale with cherries or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever I can get free, you know, I'm a mooch. I love to mooch. Besides, is there any more tea here?
We're going to make some more. Actually, we're going to wrap this up.
I guess the party's coming to
end up with Origin of Love, if I can find it.
Oh, I love the Origin of Love.
And Victoria, I want to thank
favorite.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Why, thank you. It's been a fabulous time.
Let's see. NLMNLP. So thank you so much for coming on our show. It's really, really great having you.
It's been a blast being here, Fausto. I always enjoy my time with you. I have to have my Fausto fix.
Oh, and so do we.
And also, like with Alexandra Billings, is like one of my fixes, but she's gone.
So here we're from the movie Hedwig and the Angry Inch, The Origin of Love.
The earth was still flat, and clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks on the earth, like big rolling cakes, they had two sets of arms, they had two sets of legs, they had two faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around. There was three sexes then, one that looked like two men glued up back to back. We called the children of the sun, and similar in shape and girth as the children of the earth. They looked like two girls rolled up in one, and the children of the moon was like a fork stuck on a spoon. There was pot sun, pot earth, pot the pot sun. Strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs and the lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts, he let out a laugh, said I'll split them right down the middle, gonna cut them right. And then fire!